But first, the government is looking to conscript the Reserve Bank to help check the skyrocketing price of housing in New Zealand. The central bank's been copping some blame as cheap credit driven by record low interest fuels the overheated market. Governor Adrian Orr has been pushing back, saying the bank's been acting to its main mandate, inflation and sustainable employment, and the housing problem is not its problem. But now the finance minister wants to draw it into the broader government response as the political pressure piles on. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
House prices were supposed to plummet as a result of COVID, but the opposite has happened. The median price for a house in Auckland has now hit $1 million. Nationally, prices have increased nearly 20% year on year, with the median now at $725,000, helping drive demand are record low interest rates, with the bank also proposing a massive lending program offering banks interest rates of almost zero to stimulate the economy. In a recent RNZ interview, Governor Adrian Orr said taking house prices into account was not part of the bank's current mandate and suggested that was the role of politicians.
The monetary policy is a blunt tool. If you want to be targeting specific sectors, specific individuals, specific activities, then I would suggest that there's broader fiscal policy activities that could be considered.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson thinks it is time the bank should be looking at the impact of its actions on house prices, as the current situation poses a potential economic risk and presents an ongoing challenge to first home buyers.
What we all have to do now is work together in the face of a completely unprecedented set of economic circumstances to do our best to ensure stability in the housing market and for those first home buyers to know that they will get a shot at buying that home.
Last week, one of National's finance spokespeople, Andrew Bailey, called for Mr Robertson to write to the central bank to impose conditions on the $28 billion funding for lending program to make sure it all wasn't pumped into the housing market. He says the government's done the right thing today, even if it's been slow to act.
As you're probably aware, I've been pushing this angle for about 10 working days, and I think it was a pretty easy solution to actually look at doing, and I don't know why he didn't do it.
Grant Robertson says he's not proposing any change to the bank's primary objectives and is committed to maintaining its independence.
What National was proposing was actually directly intervening and directing the Reserve Bank around a specific program, the Funding for Lending program. What I'm doing is appropriately using the tools that we do have at our disposal, in particular the monetary policy remit.
ACT leader David Seymour has called for asset prices to be taken into account in the past and is happy to take some credit.
I tell you what, we have brought sexy back to monetary policy. Not one of my main objectives in politics, but it's important we're having this discussion because so many young people want to.
While the opposition is broadly supportive, there are conflicting views among economists about whether it's a good idea and whether it will work. Sense Partners economist Chamabile Jacob has applauded the Minister for acting on housing, describing it as a huge wake-up call for the Reserve Bank. He says it's a much-needed change of position.
The Reserve Bank right now is creating harm in the economy by creating a bigger housing bubble in the middle of the biggest recession in a lifetime when there is no net migration and there are no foreign buyers. We cannot blame anybody else. It is credit, and it is too much credit at cheap rates going into housing that's driving it.
However, Infometrics' Brad Olson says the government is bowing to political will.
It is a step in the right direction to make sure that the Reserve Bank is taking into account house prices, but I don't think that's going to fundamentally shift how they set monetary policy, and it's certainly not going to see any real check on these rampant house price growth figures anytime soon.
He says this shows the government has abdicated responsibility for the housing crisis.
Because it refuses to make some of the necessary steps to increase supply. It's quite clear that we need more houses in New Zealand, and that requires additional changes to regulations. We've seen that the RMA is in the go-slow track, like every consent ever, alongside a lack of really large-scale investment in infrastructure across the country.
The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, has also asked Treasury to provide more advice on some demand-side initiatives, including some the government has already deployed, but also other potential options. The Reserve Bank wouldn't make any comment today, except to say it received the letter this afternoon. It will engage constructively and respond to the government in due course. Mr. Robertson says he'd like to hear back by the end of the year. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.